Last night at sundown marked the start of Memorial Day in Israel. It's a day to remember fallen soldiers, but also civilians who died in bus bombings and other attacks. There's also another unique tradition, public sing-alongs. Here's Daniel Estrin from Jerusalem.
It's nighttime. The restaurants and bars are closed, and the square in front of City Hall is filled with hundreds of people on plastic chairs or cross-legged on the ground, wrapped in blankets. I sit in the way back. The woman next to me introduces herself as Esther. She grew up in New York.
It's really difficult for Americans, even my own friends, to understand why I'm here and why I stay here, because life is really, really difficult here. I have a stepchild who died. He died in a bus blast.
This was about 6 years ago.
He was with a friend, and the friend bent down to tie his shoes, and he sat. And so his friend survived, and he didn't. He was on his way to Oxford Medical School. He was a brilliant boy. He had signed a card to donate his organs. And in Israel, you cannot choose who the organs go to. So this child's organs went to a Palestinian girl.
She didn't want to talk about it. She was here to sing, alone, with a square full of strangers.
That's what Israelis do. We share our grief.
She hummed along to the Friendship Song. It's an oldie, written in 1948 to remember the young Israeli fighters who died in the war that led to Israel's establishment. It's a song of sacrifice for the greater good, written in a collective language. Long before karaoke made it to Israel, there were public sing-alongs, going all the way back to the early 20th century with the first waves of Jewish immigrants. They'd work in the fields in the day and gather at night to sing and to learn new Hebrew songs. In recent years, public sing-alongs have become popular with younger generations, especially on Memorial Day. Musicians and singers lead the crowd with the lyrics projected on a screen. They sing oldies and newer songs, like this 90s ballad, Fathers and Sons. It's also a song about loss and war and violence, but the words reflect a completely different sentiment. Not at all the collective song of heroic sacrifice. It's a song of personal anguish. Here are some of the words. Go away from here. Leave me alone to scream. It's almost the anti-sing-along song, but it too has a place at this sing-along. An Israeli friend shows up, Erela Ganan. I sit with her on the ground. She comes to this public sing-along every year.
I want to feel my sadness. I want to feel my national sadness, I guess. Together with my cynicism about the current political situation and my cynicism that I don't see this ending, I don't see this passing by. I don't know.
Two of her brother's friends died as Israeli soldiers in Lebanon at the end of the 90s. She was 13 or 14 years old then, and she became a political activist, rallying for Israel to pull out of Lebanon.
And I strongly believed that that would bring the end of wars and everything would be fine after that and everyone would love each other after that. So I was an activist for the Labor Party and they won in the election in 99. And then nothing changed. We left Lebanon. War continues, hate continues, violence continues, and still, I don't know, what's the end?
Some people boycott Memorial Day sing-alongs. Some, critical of Israel's militarism, consider them rituals of sadness that glorify war. Some attend an alternative Memorial Day ceremony in Tel Aviv together with Palestinians, a ceremony that marks both sides' pain. No matter how Israelis mark Memorial Day, it's a jarring time. Because tonight, Memorial Day ends and Independence Day begins. And in this very same square, another public sing-along takes place, except with happy songs. For The World, Daniel Estrin, Jerusalem.
You're listening to The World.